If you have your Bible, Galatians, before I began, my wife also, except for the fact her phone, and I want you to know that because also in your adults, so if you have your Bible in Galatians 5, I will tell that I said it though, I've got your hopes. So anyway, it's chapter 5. It says, but the fruit of love, forbearance, control, their law, worked our way all the way. John Maxwell, very noted, most but Diego area, talking about the very interesting and really because faith, he says, they believe the last cause, these shows great, which can't really be, you can't grow till we give it our soul over spirit. And that, so as we grow, we've been growing and give more of our self over to the Holy Spirit, kind of as we look at idea and gentle to live out the, what is it? Well, of course, diction, it defines gentle as make, mild, doth, soft. Now that sounds like the definition of people we want to be, doesn't it? Standard walk or college, society as a whole, certainly the Romans saw gentle, kind of like gentle wheat. In fact, they're far from it. The Bible gives a definite will of Colossians. It says, therefore, as God's chosen, holy love, loathe passion, militant, gentle, bear with thee, give one, if in over all, couple of what is militant, gentle, many times is war. Prideful people are not humble. We can be gentle one. Thus, and when they're seen harsh, when they're with anger, we can, what's the fruit? That is really great, a feeling that great is not, that greatness is not, that they are God made. Great, understand that my greatness is not strictly me, that it is through me, God working through me, that makes man or that woman as thus be humble. In fact, the Bible says Moses, the greatest in 12 verse, and Moses very humble, more than all men who were on the think y'all could plow. So if you have two oxes together, ox working together, how much more can twice? Seven. See, when you're trying to do it all on your own, yeah, you're just not getting that much done. But when you yoke yourself to Christ, you're getting so much more done. And another thing too is what they would do is that when they would put these oxen together, they would many times team an older ox with a younger ox so that the older ox could tell the younger ox, this is the way we, this is how we work. When he says this, you go this way. When he says this, you go that way. When he says stop, stop. Don't worry, he's working. The New Testament talks about how that the older, you got wisdom to share. What we need more in our churches today is mentors. Guys that's been around a while will come alongside a younger person and help mentor them. That's what we call how we create disciples, pouring ourselves in one else so that we can impact their lives and they don't make this. I don't know about you, but I may want to. There's no spike that disciple and that. That's how it. That's the way the church grows. That's a new another verse in Isaiah. Cut it. Isaiah chapter 7. It says, he was oppressed, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a slaughter, as dumb, so he opened not his mouth. What was that prophecy? Prophecy means something happened. It was a prophecy about Jesus. You remember when that happened? When he was for Pilate. Jesus wasn't when the most passionate. I don't know how, and that's with Mel Gibson, he actually, and last year, fighting against, it would not have been the same, it would not have been the same outcome, but in gentleness, he died for us. In gentleness, he went to the cross for us, in triumph, he arose, and even remember when Mary saw him in the garden, did he reprimand her? Did he come down on her? Did he preach her a sermon? I did all this for you, sorry, you, no, he loved. A.W. Tozer's book, The Book of God's, Jesus calls to us his rest and meek. The meek man cares not at all his greater, for he has long ago decided that the esteem of the world is not the rest Christ offers is the rest of the blessed relief which comes when we accept ourselves for what we are and pretend. It will take some courage at first, but the needed grace will come as we learn that we're sharing, but we know it not half stole ourselves, exhort, but that he will do us. That he will lift us up. Third thing is that gentleness must be. How do we direct it? How do we find gentleness in our life? How do we help the Holy Spirit when it comes to growing this fruit of gentleness? So wars in the last year. We have to, what did Jesus say? Seek and ye shall find. Zephaniah. I love that name. I should call him Zephaniah chapter 2 verse. Seek the Lord, all ye meek of the earth, which have wrought his, seek righteousness, seek meek and gentle maid. If you don't want to face the judgment of God, his wrath, what did he say? Learn to be gentle. Seek it. Look for it. Find ways to show it. Let's just say you're in that poor cash all day.
I can't believe how much y'all charge for hamburgers. It ain't T-bone steak, it's hamburger.
She doesn't set the price. She probably has no clue what they're charging.
She just runs across the street.
You probably make more money than she does in
all day.
What happened?
Or you pick up with the person.
You know, I agree with her. She's got a point. This is outrageous.
Or if you're having it,
well, I converted, shown love. Of it. Second, put it on. We worry about the look. Go out, shower. Dare care about how.
Put on therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind.
There's that word again.
Meeting for gentle, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving. If any man have a quarrel, forgave.
Or gentle.
Because we're arguing and they're talking. You're not. You know what you're doing? You're trying to think of the next thing to say. If you think of it, you just want them to shut up so you can say it. You're not going to lose the argument. You're going to get the last word.
Gentleness is actually when they say something, and you may not agree, but you can always look or ask, what have you done to the argument?
One more level. Third, we have to. The problem in this is that we're not leaving out God's word in our world. That's why we have the problems we're having. Instead of having riots, we'd have conversation. Instead of screaming at each other, throwing things at each other, threatening each other, we would be loving. Maybe one day back to that day that we, if you're ever have been, do your spouse, you can't even agree on
where to go to dinner.
Can't make up your mind.
My wife and I sit down once a week and make out the,
that's what she tells me what,
don't laugh, I'm dead serious.
And sometimes we can't even agree on that.
Wherefore, lay apart off naughtiness with meat and grafted word is able to save your souls.
Hear what he said? He said with meekness or with gentleness, humility, that's how we receive the word of God. Why? Because what he says most often goes against what I want.
I don't want to be gentle. I want to tell them what I think. I don't want to be humble.
I want to get what's coming.
Word breaks down, convicts of my wrong action, that I can live more like him and thus be happy.
We think if we get our way, our desires are met, we're going to be happier. No, you're not. You're just going to want something else.
I have known people with lots of money that were miserable.
You know why? Because they kept thinking, when I get this or I get this point, then I'll be satisfied, then I'll be happy. You know what happened? The happy meter, you got to have a little bit more. You got to do a little bit.
There's an implication, in my opinion. But whenever the words thou shalt, it is God's cause.
When God says thou shalt, live with humility, shall live with gentleness.
He says, because I know what's best.
I know what's going to lead you to a fulfilled life, a happy life. I don't want you to live like me.
Fourth thing, answer in gentleness.
It's another one that's hard.
And this is found, answer, you get what's the irony?
Answer, and it's found where?
First Peter.
Of all the people that you would think not to write about gentleness or how to answer in gentleness, it would be Peter. Because when you go back and you study the Gospels, I don't think I'd really describe Peter as Peter
never said anything.
He just, whatever, come up, come out.
You know, he was always the one trying to give Jesus counsel.
Think about that for a minute.
That
sanctify,
that word sanctify,
set apart, make holy.
The Lord God in heart. And be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you a question of the hope that is with meekness on this.
You're going to,
you may have people in your family. At that time in the family, I don't care what governors say, y'all ain't together. Southern, we like to
like them.
And we all got that has no social,
knowing that everybody in,
you don't,
why would,
because when I, that, so I, George Mueller lived, he was thousands.
God, miraculous breakfast.
All these children have come into the dining room ready to be fed breakfast, and there was only one problem.
There's nothing.
And somebody said, what are we going to, Mueller said, we're going to pray. And so they prayed.
A few minutes later, knock at
the, they went to the door, and it was a local dairy. He says, Mueller, my wagon has broken. I have all this milk on this wagon, and if I don't, it's going to spoil. I was wondering if you,
well, as a matter of this later,
it's a local.
And the baker said, Mr. Mueller, something happened this morning when we were baking. I don't understand, but he made a lot more bread than we're going to today. I thought about your orphan. Maybe so bad.
He said, it's a matter about this woman, about
and her husband, although he was wealthy, nights at the tavern, late night.
And when he would come home, she never angered. She never preached to him. She never judged him. She never got angry.
She would just welcome him in, ask him how his day was, gentleness with love, and sometimes in bed.
And one night, after years of this, he's sitting in a tavern and three friends at a table. And he said,
my wife is such a good woman that I guarantee you that if we were to go to my home right now, that she would welcome us royally. and eats a supper if I ask her and never. And they walked in the door, and she welcomed her husband, and she welcomed strangers with open arms and set them down at the table. She went to the, she fixed them supper. She came out polite, gracious. She spoke with gentleness and love, and she set the supper before them. Look at how such a good one. What kind of got up, walked out the couple walked about. He asked, don't be discouraged if you have to suffer from unconverted. Perhaps very shortly the Lord may desire your heart and answer prayer for you. But in the meantime, commit not by reproaching account of behavior, but by manifest meek, gentle, kind. We live in a world we're fighting. We live in a world that yelling. Somebody, Heavenly Father, become conscious. Because I know self, there are times that I pray in the days will be reminded, in the days reminded, and that we will see like you will seek the fruit of your growing, and that we would be channel of your grace, your mercy, your love, your humility, your gentleness. And in these times, we would do is anger, that we would peace the chaos. I guess we're prepared to go our way. Every person, I pray that you protect and healing for those that are that.